Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 340, On Women's Role. It is not right for you to suppose that I am striving to be first, striving for leadership. I want it to be understood that I have no ambition to have the name of leader, or any other name that may be given me, except that of a messenger of God. I claim no other name or position. My life and work speak for themselves. The work of Christ was largely composed of personal interviews. He had a faithful regard for the one soul audience. From that one soul was carried the intelligence received to thousands. My sister, there are many ways open before you. Address the crowds whenever you can. Hold every jot of influence you gain by association that will introduce the leaven into the meal. Every man and every woman has his and her work to do for the Master. Personal consecration and sanctification to God will bring better results than the most imposing display. Personal work must be done. And personal sanctification makes each one a partaker with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is invincible. Teach our sisters that their question should be each day, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do this day? Each consecrated vessel will daily have the holy oil emptied into it, to be emptied out into other vessels. Every day we may advance in the perfection of Christian character. As we wait and watch for opportunities to do the will and work of God, every word we utter, every work we perform in Christ's lines will have an enduring preeminence. I am so glad, my sister, that you did not sever your connection from the Women's Christian Temperance Union. You may have to sever this connection, but not yet, not yet. Hold your place. Speak the words given you by God, and the Lord will certainly work with you.